Don't lose hope, God's in control. Don't lose hope, He's on the throne. Storms may come, lost winds blow. God's still God, don't lose hope. Keep your eyes on the Lord, not on the storm or the battle. Walk with Him, you'll walk on water. You can make it. Don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. God's in control. Don't lose hope. He's on the throne. Storms may come. Lots of winds blow. God's still God. Don't lose hope.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And truly today, God is still God. I'm so glad that He's God, high and lifted upon His throne, amen, full of glory and grace and power, and full of His anointing, amen. We appreciate all the folks that tune in on WGFC over in Florida, and WHHV in Hillsville, and also on WNLB on the World Wide Web. We appreciate you, and thank you for tuning in. Let's go to the Lord and ask the Lord to anoint. The singing has been anointed today, and let's ask God to anoint the message of the Word of God and by His power and by His anointing and His grace. Lord, in Jesus' name, come now and visit us with a mighty visitation of Your Spirit. And God, we just ask You, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to anoint Your Word, anoint the ears, anoint the hearts, anoint the minds of those who receive it, and God, let it fall on good ground. God, in the harvest might come forth in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. In the Word of God, amen. In Paul's writing in 2 Corinthians, in the 9th chapter, amen. The Word of God says something very powerful here. Paul stated to the Corinthians, and he said, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of the strongholds." This is, I said the 9th chapter, it's actually the 10th chapter, 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, and in verse 4. "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." We have that which we have in God. Greater is He that's within you than he that's within the world. We have the power and the authority that's given to us by God. We have the power to decree. We have the power to cast down. We have the power to speak and to take authority over the elements of the earth. We have the keys that's been given to us by Jesus Christ Himself. And He's passed on to us the keys to the kingdom, and we have the power to bind, to loose, and to set free. So whatsoever we loose here, God looses from heaven. Whatsoever we bind here, God binds from heaven. So this is our weapons that we have. Amen. They're not carnal. We're not, you know, we joke a lot of time and say we're gonna get a baseball bat and we're gonna beat the devil or we're gonna club him over the head. Well, you're not gonna get nowhere with carnal weapons. Amen. Baseball bat, I'm sorry, but it's not gonna hurt him. Amen. You can kick him in the shin, you can black his eyes, you can do all the things you want, but these things ain't scriptural because they're carnal things, and you cannot overtake the devil by fighting him in carnal ways. Amen. The battleground of the soul is the mind. That's where we settle things and we determine what we're going to stand for, what we're going to do, and we determine that in our minds, and that is the battleground. So here is we, right after this statement that Paul said that these weapons are not carnal, and he goes on to explain they're mighty through God. Amen. He goes on to say in verse 5, proving to the fact that the mind is the battleground for the soul and you've got to settle it. Amen. You've got to make up your mind. Whatever it takes, I'm going to make it. I love that song, "Whatever It Takes." It means so much to me. Amen. And that song, that old song that says, We've got to make it, amen. And all these songs just build our faith and encourage us in the Lord. But in verse 5 here it says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Amen. Every thought that comes into our mind is what we do on it. Amen. Somebody said it's a sin to have a thought. Amen. I don't believe that. It's not a sin to have a thought, because Satan can put thoughts there. It's what we do with it. Amen. If you've got a thought, amen, that you dislike somebody, and Satan puts a thought there and says, why don't you get even with them, and then you go act upon that, amen, then that becomes the sin. But the thought, the Bible says that we have the right, amen, to cast it down. We have to look at everything that comes into our mind, into our intellect, and we have to decide, does this match the Word of God? Is this according to the Word of God? Is this what God requires? Is this what God speak? Amen? Because once it goes to your heart, amen, once you take this thought and take it to your heart and say, well, I'm going to get even with that person for the last thing I ever do, amen, then it becomes a sin. But while that thought is in our mind, we bring ever, amen, we bring ever thought that enters in our mind, we bring everything that enters our mind, we bring it into the captivity and bring that thought to the obedience of Christ. Amen. And that's how we win this thing. When the devil says that you're defeated, you say, no, devil, greater is he that's within me than he that's in the world. When the devil says you can't make it, amen, you got to realize, according to the Word of God, amen, that there's no anything that comes against us. It's common. God's already had a man in the fiery furnace. He's already had a man in the lion's den. He's had his children at the Red Sea. He's had them in the midst of the battle when he's outnumbered 2-1. In every situation, amen. But there's no weapon formed against us that's going to prosper, amen. That God is going to bring that, amen. He's going to bring that thing down in subject. There's no temptation taking us but that which is common to man. And that temptation, we're going to be able to overcome it, amen. We're going to be able to walk beyond it. We're going to be able to climb on top of it, amen. I said, let's triumph on to victory. Let's march on to victory. Let's lift our voices and praise and glorify the Lord and tell the devil to get out of our way. We're coming through. Amen. We're going to overcome. We're going to be victorious. Amen. The battle may be heated. The battle may last long. But I tell you something, if you'll stay in the battle, if you'll keep the faith, glory to God, we're going to overcome the battle. We're going to overcome all of our enemies. We're going to overcome the devil and everything that's thrown against us, because the Word has said it. And that's the thought you got to keep in your mind. Amen. If a devil can convince you are defeated, then he's got you. Amen. But you have to make up your mind, I will not be defeated. Amen. We was listening to a little bit of a song this morning, me and Jackie, going back through some songs that we need to take out of the radio logs that probably we won't air again. But we hit on a song, amen, that we aired back. It was the first song that we ever put in to air on WHHV when we put in the automation system. And the song was, amen, God gonna turn this thing around, amen. Glory to God, amen. We played it for about 3 years, and I took it plumb out of the play logs one time, and I got some calls, and people started to say, where'd that song go, amen? I said, we'll put it back in, amen. We played that song and played that song. But the song simply says, God is going to turn this thing around. When you're in the midst of the worst battle you've ever had to go through, when you're in the midst of the storm, when the devil's throwing everything at you, including the kitchen sink, when it feels like the walls are caving in and the roof's caving in, just holler amen. Praise God. God said he'll turn this thing around. Amen. He'll give us the victory and we can overcome the battle. Somebody shout glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But that's how we win this battle. Is we, you know, the Bible says we can't add one cubit to our stature but taking thought. So what's the use for us to take thought about it? Amen. put it in subjection to the Word of God. Amen. Don't hum and haw around about it and say, well, maybe the Lord won't bless me this time. Well, He's in the blessing business. He's in the uplifting business. Amen. Glory to God. And He's there to supply your needs and to give you the victory in every aspect and wherein that you need. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody praise Him. Somebody glorify His name. Somebody magnify Him. For the Bible said, submit yourselves therefore unto God. Amen. This is James 4 and in 7. And it said, submit yourselves therefore unto God. Resist the devil and the devil will flee from you. Draw nigh unto God and He will draw nigh unto you. Amen. You begin to praise God, the devil can't stand it. I said, you begin to glorify God, the devil can't stand it. You begin to lift up your voices to God and the devil, amen, he can't stand it, amen. Glory to God. But as you draw nigh unto God, you have the right and the power to resist the devil, and the devil has to flee from you, amen. Now then, in 1 Peter, in the first chapter, in verse 7, I like this verse. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perish, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and unto honor, amen, and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, amen. You know the race is not over yet. We're still in the race. We're still in the battle. We're still in the trials, amen. And all these things, amen, God said they're just making us stronger in the battle, amen. Here, this making us, amen, that we're tried as pure gold. See, the more you heat gold, the more it's worth. So the more the devil throws against you, the more you're going to be worth in God, amen. Glory to God. We're being tried by faith, being tried, but we're coming out victorious. We're coming out as overcomers in Jesus Christ, amen. Now the word says to us, amen, in Galatians in the second chapter and verse 20, it says, I am crucified with Christ, amen. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. This that we have, amen, was not by the tradition of her elders. It was not because mom had it or grandpa had it. This thing was bought for us by the precious blood of the Lamb of God. The blood that was shed on Calvary's brow. It purchased for you and I eternal life. In this life we now live, we no longer live it in the flesh, but we live it through the faith. We live it through grace. We live it through righteousness. We live it through, amen, that which God has given to us through Jesus Christ. And we're overcomers, amen, through the blood of Jesus Christ, amen, who loved me and gave Himself for me. For that reason, this life, amen, I live it, amen. I live it by grace, amen. Glory to God. Then Paul done some tremendous writing and opened up a great understanding to us in the fourth chapter of 2 Corinthians. He was talking about in verse 3, but if the gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the gods of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is our image of God, should shine unto them. Satan is at work to blind the eyes of people that won't believe. Now, I'm going to tell you something today. If you believe, you can overcome all obstacles. If you believe today, you can stand your feet on high ground. If you believe today, you can have eternal life. You can have the victory. You can have the promises of God. You can have the fullness of God. Amen. But Satan is at work to blind those that will not believe, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is our image of God, should shine unto them. Amen. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Christ's sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts and give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Does it sound like our battle? Verse 10 said, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be manifest in our bodies. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal bodies. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. We having the same spirit of faith, according to it as written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken, who also believed and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundance of grace might through the thanksgiving of many renound to the glory of God. Verse 16, he said all that to say this. For which cause we faint not, but though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light afflictions, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more excellent and eternal weight of glory. Verse 18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. We've got to capture every thought, bring it into subjection of the word. We don't look to see what we see in the natural, but we look to know what has been written and what is given to us by faith and by the Spirit of God. And by doing so today, we have the power to overcome. I know that since the Holy Ghost come in, we will not be defeated anymore. I know utterly that Satan cannot win. I see the prosperity of the wicked. I see the hypocrite standing on his high thrones. I see the proud, the lofty, the high-minded, and the self-righteous stroke themselves on the pail and look and say, look here at me, how well I'm faring. But I know in hell they shall take their bed, and the righteous shall rise and forevermore shine like the sun. Glory to God. I'm glad I know the book. I'm glad it's instilled in me. I'm glad it's such a part of me that when my eyes see things that are temporal, I know that I have things within me that are eternal, and I'm not going to sell out for temporal when I got eternal. Amen. I'm not going to sell out for the pleasure of the moment when God has given to me the promise of eternal life. And I know by the authority of God's word, It planted my feet on higher ground, a higher plane. I know that assuredly that I'll win this race. I'll win this battle. And you got to know that. Amen. Because if you don't, you'll get your eyes on temporal things. You'll get your eyes on the prosperity of the wicked, on the hypocrite. And you'll get to look at what's going on there, and you'll lose hope and lose faith in what you already know. But you got to just leave alone those things. You got to walk away from them. And you got to place your mind and your thoughts on God and His Word. We're going to overcome. We're going to win this race. Great victory will be. Amen. I've always said there's little small things I appreciate God so much for. He takes care of little details. He gives you the desires of your heart. If you delight yourself in the Lord, He said He would give you the desires of your heart. That's the reason today we must delight ourselves in the Lord. We must rejoice in His Spirit. We must sing a song of victory and praise. And we must acknowledge that God has got the situation in control. Amen. He's got it in control. We just have to keep walking by faith. We just have to keep talking the talk. And keep occupying till He come. Keep ourselves busy in the things of the Lord. I've learned a long time ago just to get busy in the things that build the kingdom of God. Things that edify the body of Christ. Just stay busy in those things. Pass the time. When the enemy brings his bombshells, just get busy edifying the body of Christ. Being a servant in the body of Christ. And don't dwell on the things that you see with the natural eye. Dwell on the things that you know in your heart and your spirit. And God's given you victory through the shed blood of Jesus Christ to overcome. Amen. Bible says, he that endureth the end. Amen. He that endureth the end. That's the man's going to win. That's the woman's going to win. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give in to the battle. Just keep shouting the victory. Just keep proclaiming the victory. That victory, glory to God. Victory sweet, amen, according to the word of God. You heard the cook sing that song a many, many times. Victory sweet, amen. I heard an old friend of mine that just laid the rest this past season. Brother R.W. Shambach. He said, you know, if we don't like battles, but he said there'd never be no victory without a battle. And he said the more severe in the heart of the battle is, the greater the victory's going to be. I'm looking forward to all the things that God's going to do. All the victories that God's going to deliver. And all the blessings in store for those that serve Him. Grant it, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for all that hear this message today throughout the entire world, our local area. And God, we ask, Lord, that it might uplift them. It might be meat that they might grasp and food for their soul and their spirit. That they might have the victory, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen.